All right, time now, 8 o'clock. This is WHUS, Storrs, Connecticut, 91.7 FM, Radio for the People. And my name's Ken, filling in for the Chuckster. And but we're going to do a special morning edition of Jazz and Beyond, In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. And we're going to be playing some world jazz today. We're going to get started out with one of the first examples of world-influenced jazz with the Island Calypso sound of Sonny Rollins.
We'll be right back.
Yes, Sonny Rollins to start out this morning's show of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Of course, that was the famous St. Thomas, name is the name of that composition. Sonny Rollins, the artist from the album Saxophone Colossus, maybe one of the top 10 jazz albums of all time. And on that album, we heard Sonny Rollins on tenor sax, Tommy Flanagan on piano, Doug Watkins on bass, and Max Roach just doing a fantastic set of drums on that one. Really dug that. And that is maybe one of the first examples and most famous examples of world-influenced jazz, recorded back in 1956. Interestingly enough, I was reading on Wikipedia that it was credited, the composition was credited to Sonny Rollins, but it was clearly a traditional tune recorded earlier by Randy Weston in 1955, titled Fire Down There. And it says the recording studio or the record label, Prestige Records, insisted that Rollins take credit for that. And Rollins never liked the fact that that really all went down like that. All right, we're going to do a world show today, but we're going to change things up. That, as I said, it was a classic track from back in 1956. I'm going to go to a recently released recording on a very cool label. Whenever they come out with something, I always take a listen to it because it's always very interesting stuff, often world-influenced, as is this. This is the Mark Rossi Group from an album entitled Mantra Revealed. We're going to hear a couple from that for that one, starting with a track called Jazz Impressions of Kriti. And it also features Prasanna on guitars, who we like a lot here on In the Groove. So let's listen up.
Oh,
That's Mark Rossi Group from the album Mantra Revealed. Very interesting sound, obviously very Indian-based, but I like the way that Mark Rossi actually almost orchestrates those tunes. Yeah, really nice sound. As I said, Mark Rossi Group, the album Mantra Revealed, that features Mark Rossi, composer, Steinway piano, keyboards, laptops, Lance Van Lenten, tenor saxophones, soprano sax, Bill Ermanson, electric bass, Mauricio Zottarelli on drums and percussion. And in addition to that, on the first track, we heard from the great Indian guitarist. His name's Prasanna. And if you listen to my show, In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond, you'll be a little bit familiar with Prasanna as I've been playing him the last few weeks. And on the second track you heard, which was called ALAP intro. No, I'm sorry. It was called Refuge in the Rhythm was the name of the second track. The first track was Jazz Impressions of a Kriti. And on that last track, also featured as a special guest, Geetha Ramanathan Bennett. I love those hard to pronounce names. I do the best I can with them. Yeah, nice sound. I like that. The rest of the album's good too. It's not all very Indian based like that. It goes into a lot of, you know, jazz fusion or even traditional jazz sounding tracks as well. So highly recommend that album. And if you want to hear more about that record or find a link where you can purchase it, you can check in at my website at website is jazzandbeyond.com. Boy, I'm having trouble talking this morning. Usually don't get up this early to do radio, so I'm struggling with it, but we'll get there. All right, I'm going to switch it up again. As I said, we're going to be doing a world music or world jazz fusion, and you just heard a bunch of Indian tracks, Indian influence tracks to start out the show. We're going to get back to that kind of sound later, but I'm going to kind of switch to an African style. African-influenced jazz. And we're going to hear from a couple female jazz artists. We're going to start out with Michelle Rosewoman and then move to Regina Carter. So I hope you dig these. Let's start out with Michelle Rosewoman and Quintessence.
Baragó, agomo yubara, elegua y chulona. Congo Laro, a la Roye,
a Congo Laro,
a la Roye,
a Congo Laro,
a la Roye,
a Congo
Laro, el Ecu a la Roye,
a Congo Laro,
ya para que le cue,
a Congo Laro,
o lo para Emi,
a Congo Laro,
o lo para mi Lenu,
a Congo Laro.
Abukenke, abukenke, o ya lo banlo,
abukenke, abukenke,
para la guananquio,
abukenke, abukenke,
el ego de masanquio,
abukenke, abukenke.
Chonchona be, onara, coronile yo baba se mi, chonchona be,
chonchona be. Chonchona be odara
coronile
yo babasemi chonchona be
odara coronile yo
chonchona be odara coronile yo babasemi chonchona be
Thank you.
That's Regina Carter from her latest release called Reverse Thread. Very interesting album with Regina Carter playing with a host of great American jazz musicians as well as African-based musicians. And the kind of neat different sound you hear is the instrument called kora, an African instrument. And also accordion on that did also make it sound a little different for traditional jazz jazz instrumentation for sure. Before that, we heard from Michelle Rosewoman and Quintessence, a great album released quite a few years ago, back in 1987. And the name of that album is The Inside Out, and that has a African influence track as well. And what we heard was Eshu Laroy. And on that album is Michelle Rosewoman on piano, Greg Osby on soprano and alto sax, Steve Coleman on alto sax, Anthony Cox on bass, and Terry Lynn Carrington on the drums. All right, time now, 8:48. You're listening to a special morning edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken. Hope you're digging today's show. Hey, I think my friend Rick is out there listening on the radio. So hello, Rick. Next up is going to be a more of a Latin sound. We're actually going to cover, they call it Pan-African music or Afro-Cuban music, as well as traditional kind of Latin sound. We're going to hear from some great artists from that region of the world, including up next is Chucho Valdez and the Afro-Cuban Messengers. And this is the title track from an album that came out a couple of years ago that I absolutely love. And this one's called Chucho's Steps.